The following is a review of the financial reporting and analysis principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in inventories. We will begin with a brief review of inventory accounting principles. Merchandising firms, such as wholesalers and retailers, purchase inventory that is ready for sale. In this case, inventory is reported in one account on the balance sheet. On the other hand, manufacturing firms normally report inventory using three separate accounts: raw materials, work in process, and finished goods. Cost of goods sold is related to the beginning balance of inventory, purchases, and the ending balance of inventory. The relationship is summarized in the following equation. Cost of goods sold equals beginning inventory plus purchases minus ending inventory. This equation can be rearranged to solve for any of the four variables. For example, beginning inventory plus purchases minus cost of goods sold equals ending inventory. Our first LOS for this topic review is to distinguish between costs included in inventories and costs recognized as expenses in the period in which they are incurred. Cost is the basis for most inventory valuation. The main issue involves determining the amounts that should be included in cost. The costs included in inventory are similar under IFRS and US GAAP. These costs, known as product costs, are capitalized in the inventory's account on the balance sheet and include purchase cost less trade discounts and rebates, conversion costs, including labor and overhead, and other costs necessary to bring the inventory to its present location and condition. By capitalizing inventory cost as an asset, expense recognition is delayed until the inventory is sold and revenue is recognized. Not all inventory costs are capitalized. Some costs are expensed in the period incurred. These costs, known as period costs, include abnormal waste of materials, labor, or overhead, storage costs, unless required as part of production, administrative overhead, and selling costs. The next LOS is to describe different inventory valuation methods or cost formulas. If the cost of inventory remains constant over time, determining the firm's cost of goods sold and ending inventory is simple. To compute cost of goods sold, simply multiply the number of units sold by the cost per unit. Similarly, to compute ending inventory, multiply the number of units remaining by the cost per unit. However, it is likely that the cost of purchasing or producing inventory will change over time. As a result, firms must select a cost flow method to allocate the inventory cost to the income statement as cost of goods sold and to the balance sheet as ending inventory. Under IFRS, the permissible methods are specific identification, first in, first out, and weighted average cost. US GAAP permits these same cost flow methods as well as the last in, first out method. A firm can use one or more of the inventory cost flow methods. However, the firm must employ the same cost flow method for inventories of similar nature and use. Under the specific identification method, each unit sold is matched with the unit's actual cost. Specific identification is appropriate when inventory items are not interchangeable and is commonly used by firms with a small number of costly and easily distinguishable items, such as jewelry. Specific identification is also appropriate for special orders or projects outside a firm's normal course of business. Under the first-in, first-out, or FIFO method, the first item purchased is assumed to be the first item sold. The advantage of FIFO is that ending inventory is value based on the most recent purchases, arguably the best approximation of current cost. Conversely, FIFO cost of goods sold is based on the earliest purchase costs. In an inflationary environment, cost of goods sold will be understated compared to current cost. As a result, earnings will be overstated. under the last in, first out, or LIFO method, the item purchased most recently is assumed to be the first item sold. In an inflationary environment, LIFO cost of goods sold will be higher than FIFO cost of goods sold, and earnings will be lower. Lower earnings translate into lower income taxes, which increase cash flow. Under LIFO, ending inventory on the balance sheet is valued using the earliest costs. Therefore, in an inflationary environment, LIFO ending inventory is less than current cost. Weighted average cost is a simple and objective method. The average cost per unit of inventory is computed by dividing the total cost of goods available for sale, or beginning inventory plus purchases, by the total quantity available for sale. To compute cost of goods sold, the average cost per unit is multiplied by the number of units sold. Similarly, to compute ending inventory, the average cost per unit is multiplied by the number of units that remain. During inflationary or deflationary periods, the weighted average cost method will produce an inventory value between those produced by FIFO and LIFO. The next LOS requires us to calculate and compare costs of sales, gross profit, and ending inventory using different inventory valuation methods and using perpetual and periodic inventory systems. The following example demonstrates how to calculate cost of goods sold and ending inventory using the FIFO, LIFO, and weighted average cost flow methods. A firm has a beginning inventory on January 1st of 2 units valued at $2 per unit. On January 7th, the firm purchases 3 units at $3 per unit. On January 19th, the firm purchases 5 units at $5 per unit. Cost of goods available for sale is 10 units valued at $38. The firm sold 7 units during January. Under FIFO, cost of goods sold is the values of the first 7 units purchased, the 2 units in beginning inventory at $2 per unit, the 3 units from the first purchase at $3 per unit, and 2 of the units from the second purchase at $5 per unit. FIFO cost of goods sold is $23, and ending inventory is 3 units valued at $5 each, or $15. Under LIFO, cost of goods sold is the values of the last 7 units purchased, the 5 units from the second purchase at $5 per unit, and 2 of the units from the first purchase at $3 per unit. LIFO cost of goods sold is $31. Ending inventory is the 2 units in beginning inventory at $2 per unit, and 1 unit from the first purchase at $3, for a total of $7. Using weighted average cost, the average unit cost is $38 divided by 10 units, or $3.80. Cost of goods sold is 7 units times $3.80, or $26.60. Ending inventory is 3 units times $3.80, or $11.40. This example uses a periodic inventory system. Firms can account for changes in inventory using either a periodic or a perpetual system. In a periodic inventory system, inventory values and cost of goods sold are determined at the end of the accounting period. No detailed records of inventory are maintained. Rather, inventory acquired during the period is reported in a purchases account. At the end of the period, purchases are added to beginning inventory to arrive at cost of goods available for sale. To calculate cost of goods sold, ending inventory is subtracted from goods available for sale. In a perpetual inventory system, inventory values and cost of goods sold are updated continuously. Inventory purchased and sold is recorded directly in inventory when the transactions occur. Thus, a purchase account is not necessary. For the FIFO and specific identification methods, ending inventory values and cost of goods sold are the same whether a periodic or perpetual system is used. However, periodic and perpetual inventory systems can produce different values for inventory and cost of goods sold under the LIFO and weighted average cost methods. The next LOS is to calculate and explain how inflation and deflation of inventory costs affect the financial statements and ratios of companies that use different inventory valuation methods. During inflationary periods, and with stable or increasing inventory quantities, LIFO cost of goods sold is higher than FIFO cost of goods sold. This is because the last units purchased have a higher cost than the first units purchased. Under LIFO, the more costly last units purchased are assumed to be the first units sold and assigned to cost of goods sold. Of course, higher cost of goods sold under LIFO will result in lower gross profit and net income compared to FIFO. Using similar logic, we can see that LIFO ending inventory is lower than FIFO ending inventory because under LIFO, ending inventory is valued using older, lower costs. During deflationary periods and stable or increasing inventory quantities, the cost flow effects of using LIFO and FIFO will be reversed. That is, LIFO cost of goods sold will be lower and LIFO ending inventory will be higher. This makes sense because the most recent lower cost purchases are assumed to be sold first under LIFO, and the units in ending inventory are assumed to be the earliest purchases with higher costs. Remember, it's not the older or newer physical inventory units that are reported in the income statement and balance sheet. Rather, it is the costs that are assigned to the units sold and to the units remaining in inventory. During periods of stable prices, all three cost flow methods will yield the same results for inventory, cost of goods sold, and gross profit. During periods of trending prices, up or down, different cost flow methods may result in significant differences in those items. When prices are rising or falling, FIFO provides the most useful measure of ending inventory. This is a critical point. Recall that FIFO inventory is made up of the most recent purchases. These purchase costs can be viewed as a better approximation of current cost, and thus a better approximation of economic value. LIFO inventory, by contrast, is based on older costs that may differ significantly from current economic value. Changing prices can also produce significant differences between cost of goods sold under LIFO and FIFO. Recall that LIFO cost of goods sold is based on the most recent purchases. As a result, when prices are rising, LIFO cost of goods sold will be higher than FIFO cost of goods sold. When prices are falling, LIFO cost of goods sold will be lower than FIFO cost of goods sold. Because LIFO cost of goods sold is based on the most recent purchases, LIFO produces a better approximation of current cost in the income statement. When prices are changing, the weighted average cost method will produce values of cost of goods sold and ending inventory between those of FIFO and LIFO. Because cost of goods sold is subtracted from revenue in calculating gross profit, gross profit is also affected by the choice of cost flow method. Assuming inflation, higher cost of goods sold under LIFO will result in lower gross profit. In fact, all profitability measures, such as gross profit, operating profit, income before taxes, and net income, will be affected by the choice of cost flow method.